Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a cat that has made Boston a very rich jazz music scene, right up there at the home of the Berklee College of Music. That was seasoned pianist and composer Bert Seeger with his trio back in 2007 with the tune Trinkle Tinkle off his CD called Resonance. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Bert was very descriptive about his learning moments while he was growing up, full of great teachers and opportunities to dig music. But he spoke very fondly of Bill Evans and those memories.
And I saw Bill Evans so many times. He used to play at a place called the Top of the Gate that was free, no cover charge. And I could, you know, go in during high school and run back up to the Port Authority building and catch the last 12 o'clock bus home. I didn't know I was going to be a musician. I had basically thought that these musicians sort of sprang from the womb playing like this. And I had even asked Bill Evans, you know, at one point, you know, like, how do you learn to do that, make these sounds like this? And he said, you know, well, you just practice certain things until you get to know them so that you don't have to think about them anymore. And then you build the next layer on top of that.
Since 1981, he's been adding his chips as the leading player on the Boston jazz scene. To this day, he has over 15 CDs as a leader, and he has unanimous acclaim from the critics at the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, Boston Globe, and many others around America. He has toured extensively in the United States and internationally, and that has included 15 tours of that jazz worship capital of Japan. And he's performed and recorded with the best around, like Joe Lovano, George Garzon, Bob Moses, and many others. Along with graduating from the fine institution, these days he's also busy on the faculty of the New England Conservatory of Music. Bert's compositions, improvisations, and teaching reflect both an inward and outward-looking view of life and music. And that's all so evident in both his music and speaking with him. He's a classy, cool jazz star out there in Boston. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that gives the world a heaping good amount of jazz every single day, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to fill you up with the best jazz round. Led by the duo of bandleader Evan Palazzo and the singer Miss Liz. Since 2007, this is the smoking great New York City outfit known as the Hot Sardines with the tune Running Wild off their brand new 2016 CD French Fries and Champagne. Cheers.
Running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild. Thank you. lost control, running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay, reckless too, carefree mind all the time, never blue, always go, don't know where, always showing I don't care, don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile, all alone, all alone, all alone.
Hi, it's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the jazz bassist and composer Ed Schuller in 1994 with the tune To Know Where One Is. This New York City native learned clarinet and guitar as a child and switched to bass at the age of 15. He would go on to study at the New England Conservatory of Music and play with cats like Lee Konitz, Joe Lovano, Dave Lieben, Clark Terry, and the list goes on and on. Along with the music, he has taught at the Newark Academy and at the Berklee College of Music. Right out of Lucerne, Switzerland, she's in Boston these days, this is vocalist and all-around talent Gabriella Martina with the song On My Way off her Tasty 2016 CD, No White Shoes, and that's for sure, next on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Before Hi, my name is Bessie DeLauro, neo ragtime artist.
And my name is Ricky Pajo.
And you're listening to
Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the brilliant singer, songwriter, composer, multi-instrumentalist, a record producer, photographer, audio engineer, and visual artist, Terry Manning, with a brand new project, mixing genres, including jazz, with his band, Three at Sea. That was the 2016 song, Saturn. Man, this man has had a career spanning more than 50 years, working with the likes of Led Zeppelin, Booker T and the MGs, Otis Redding, Johnny Winter, George Thorogood, Joe Walsh, and Lenny Kravitz. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about his latest project.
But I wanted to think of bigger than Earth, bigger than where we are, without going to where we can't go mentally and understand. But we can understand what is in our immediate solar system area. And people have stared at the planets and the stars and the heavens, of course, for as long as people were here and wondered about it. So I wanted to try to capture some of that wonderment.
Terry is right out of El Paso, Texas, but he would end up moving to Memphis, Tennessee, and he would work at both Stax Records and Arden Studios as an engineer and a producer, recording and mixing during those days. He was actually the last to photograph Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on April 3, 1968. That was one day before his assassination. This man was full of stories and brilliant insights, but there was one question that nailed some things about his brilliant career.
There is something that I've finally been able to quantify and realize. Every one of these people, like a Shakira, like a Lenny Kravitz, like Jimmy Page in Zeppelin or Billy Gibbons in ZZ Top. Every one of these people, of course they're talented. We know that because we hear it. But more than anything, they are just completely driven. They all know that they have what it takes and that they're going to get it done. And I just see in all of them a relentless drive.
From the great Dutch jazz accordionist Matt Matthews, joined by his friends, with Tony Scott included, on the clarinet. Here's the 1987 song, Sweet and Low.
From the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
Thank you.
That was jazz cat Michael Hornstein with the 1995 song Lucy the Cat off the CD Innocent Green. At the age of 10, he started playing the piano, and then at 14, he moved under the influence of Charlie Parker on the alto saxophone, and everything was on the up and up. After studying music at the University of Music in Graz, he got a scholarship at Berklee and immediately began working with the most famous cats around there at the Berklee College of Music, like Gary Peacock, Billy Hart, and Bob Durow. He was open to all music trends and actively explores a variety of live and studio projects between jazz, contemporary, and electronic club culture. He's a very diverse cat. Here's another cat that loves the piano, Bill Peterson. Here he is with his trio and the great Rodney Jordan with the tune Bob James off the 2012 CD Ruby Diamond.
Thank you.
That was the great sax man we lost in early 2016, George Robert, joined by the legendary Phil Woods with that song back in 2000 called Canonization off the CD Soul Eyes. And finally, we clear the very full jazz table with pianist and composer Omer Klein, circa 2015 with the tune Fearless Friday. So, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one fearless broadcast and radio engineer, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, let us know. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.